relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's an unusual attribute when you know that pretty much whatever a specific individual writes, you want to read it because it is always that good. And it's a wonderful feeling when they're not just book authors, but also writing regularly for various publications. One of our favorites is American Greatness. And the author in question is the man behind A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, Lord Conrad Black. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Always a pleasure.
So can I start with a story, if I may, which kind of sets the scene for your piece on big business? So my wife's family had the oldest iron foundry and steel mill in America, a family-owned one started by a blacksmith's apprentice who came to the U.S. in the 1700s. And as a writer, when her brother took over the corporation, he tasked her to write the official history of the corporation. And she was given access to all the archives, the massive ledgers going back centuries. And she found this peculiar series of entries for the Depression where she couldn't work out the figures. They just weren't adding up. And she finally had to ask people who'd been there prior to her in the family before her husband. And the story was that her great-great-grandfather, who was running the mill for almost a decade, didn't take a wage, didn't take dividends, because he wanted to make sure that the workers in the mill were paid. That is a very specific kind of capitalism that left-wingers would not understand, but it speaks to the moral content that is required. Your piece is about a different political engagement or a different view of, how shall I put this gently, activism amongst U.S. corporations. Please explain the core gist of the big business joins other crumbling pillars of society piece that you've published with American Greatness, Lord Black.
Well, my basic theory was that what we are going through, and it was impossible to foresee it, but we're now well into it, was the sequential crumbling of practically every single traditional pillar of American social stability and broadly speaking, political science. The media, I think, were perhaps the first to completely disgrace themselves by simply renouncing any notion of a difference between reporting and comment and virtuously and unctuously proclaiming it was their duty not to report the news but to destroy what they didn't like. I think close behind or simultaneously almost, we had the senior levels of the intelligence community and yes, the Justice Department compromised severely in a way that has never happened in American history by their attempt to intervene in the 2016 election and then to undo that election. And then, you know, we've had a series of these things. And we finally, I mean, the, you know, big sport, as it's called, you know, they truckle to the People's Republic of China, but all of a sudden it's perfectly in order for these overpaid athletes to insult the flag and the anthem and ultimately the people of the United States, including many, indeed the majority of their those who are in minorities, the majority of those minorities. And we've now got to, you know, I could go through it all, but your listeners know it all, but they, we've now got to the business community. Now, my own theory, having been a reasonably prominent member of that community in the U.S. and Canada and Britain for some years, I'm not now, but I was, I felt all along that the business, the executive class, felt offended and belittled by the fact that they were sort of talked down to by the learned professions, particularly the lawyers. And that explains why they've spent billions and billions of dollars of their shareholders and even their own money trying to pretend that business is an academic subject. I mean, you can make it one, but the fact is, if you really want to be a good businessman, what you do is you go into business and you learn it doing it, not studying it. A lot of the emphasis on business school has been this effort by the business executive community to make themselves an executive intelligentsia, sort of the equivalent of a learned profession, a graduate degree. Well, now that we have this tremendous political swing and this hurricane going through the country where these entities, the judiciary, which is simply abdicated for the time being, having the Supreme Court having declined to hear the Texas Attorney General's case, supported by 18 other states in the election, the business community has thrown down the mask, opened the kimono, and if I may mix metaphors absurdly, charged out of the closet, announcing, in the ludicrous state I just described, announcing that they are activist supporters of a radical political agenda. And it is a complete fraud. It's an outrage. It's just sort of Me Too-ism, not in the feminist way, but copycatism. You know, if the basketball players and the James Clapper of the National Intelligence Agency and so on, if they can suddenly meddle in politics and throw their weight around, so can we. And they don't know anything about it. And I know some of these people, and not many of them, but some of the ones who are prominent here in recent times, these discussions about the controversies about the electoral reform law in Georgia. They don't know anything about that sort of thing. And look, they have the same right as anyone else to be politically active. But for a group of big businesses, constituting in many cases cartels, such as the four big accounting agencies, for example, taking out these ads, supporting the abolition, in effect, of any method of verification of votes or any method of determining whether people who vote have any right to vote, according to the Constitution, for them to do that is an abuse of their position, an abuse of their shareholders' money. They are running a shareholders' company. And it's nonsensical. And it is nonsense tinged by both dishonesty and subversion. They should not be doing that. They have a perfect right to their political views, but they have no more right to take the resources of the companies that they're at the head of, resources that belong to the shareholders, and deploy them in a partisan way and an irresponsible way than do the worst of the political tricksters and organized labor, just stealing the money of their workers and throwing them all over the Democrats.
Let's name names, because I have in front of me from 5 days ago, the full-page Wall Street Journal ad with this just school mom-ish, "We stand for democracy" headline. And here are the names of the corporations, just a few of them. Alphabet, which is, of course, Google. We have American Airlines, Apple, Bank of America, Deloitte, General Motors, IBM, Levi Jeans, MasterCard, McKinsey, Microsoft, on and on, United Airlines. Have they lost all sense of reality? Do they not realize that this could have deleterious consequences for their businesses, Lord Black?
Well, I'm afraid they have lost that. I have to say that's my fear, Sebastian. But, I mean, let's look at that. We needn't go over the names again, but most of the ones you just mentioned have, in the last 10 years or maybe slightly longer, been bailed out by the public.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bank of America, for example, which for decades boasted to be the greatest bank in the country, Mr. Giannini's bank from San Francisco, they were bust. They were bailed out. The airlines that you mentioned, they were bailed out. I mean, General Motors had the most spectacular bankruptcy in the history of the world. They were bailed out. I mean, who the hell are they to waste their shareholders' money claiming to be defending democracy and the rights of the underprivileged or undervalued or potentially victimized, when in fact what they are doing is supporting a political regime that will make an absolute shambles of democracy and allow any ballot to be counted, even if it is not by an eligible voter or indeed is a part of a multi-ballot submission by some anonymous person. I mean, they are in the first. I mean, we have to isolate the elements of absurdity here. One is
let's hold off. That's a perfect place to pause to isolate the elements of absurdity from Lord Conrad Black. He is, of course, the former proprietor and head of one of the world's largest newspaper groups, including the Daily Telegraph. You can follow him right now at Conrad M. Black on Twitter. We're going to post his latest article right now on Facebook and Twitter. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel. Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
I just don't know how this jury, it can really be said to be that they are free from the taint of this. And now that we have U.S. representatives threatening acts of violence in relation to this specific case, it's mind-boggling to me, Judge.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. But what's the state's position?
Judge Peter Cahill saying yesterday that Maxine Waters may have given Officer Chauvin's case exactly what they need to get it dismissed on appeal. It is imminent. The verdict has been reached by the jury, allegedly will be read shortly, and we will have it to you as soon as we know what it is. We are back with Lord Conrad Black, an author of a superb piece. We're posting it now on how the corporations have gone political. They have gone woke. In just one sentence, we're analyzing the levels of absurdity. Ed Bastian can't provide snacks on Delta Airlines, but he's an instant expert on the need need to eliminate any system of ID verification of votes. General Motors, long the world's greatest corporation, then a spectacular bankruptcy, has come snorting into the public square like a great pterodactyl to demand that all votes be counted under all circumstances. It is all nonsense. These people are poltroons and posturers. And if you don't know what a poltroon is, look it up, because it describes most of our political class today. Lord Black, the levels of absurdity are myriad, are they not?
They are. They are. And it's hard to discern to what extent these corporations, and it would vary between them, are intimidated by this vast and now very sophisticated protest and pressure apparatus that the radical minorities have put together, where they demonstrate in front of the head offices and bash people in the head with pickets and have sophisticated internet methods of sending in thousands and tens of thousands of threatening messages. I'll never buy your product again, or travel on your airline, or whatever it is, if you don't do this. And to what extent they're simply cowardly and intimidated. And the answer to that, by the way, is we need a little more. I wouldn't want to go too far on this, but we need a little more Commodore Vanderbilt, the public be damned. I mean, you've got to run a business, and you've got to run it when that's your job. You've got to run it in the best interests of everybody, and not just be bullied about by minority groups supposedly compromising your public relations. And to what extent are they? And I know, as I said earlier, a few of these people, and I think this counts with some of them, are they desperately jealous and envious of those who get out there in front and get the praise of the left-wing media, which is virtually all of it, become apparently influencers, if I may use a ghastly contemporary expression, and Jamie Dimon, who caved in and paid billions of dollars to the U.S. Treasury for mistakes that his management made, instead of fighting it, as then citizen Donald Trump, before he was running for president, told him he should have done, which he should have. He all of a sudden wants to become, in his own mind, and anyone that his public relations apparatus can proselytize and brainwash, some kind of a champion of everyone having a vote. I mean, what we have is a contest between different groups racing headlong to be the most noisy and effective and headline grabbing and over publicized of all those elements demanding radical change that is, for the most part, nonsense.
But Lord Black, have you identified a genesis? Because we had ridiculous, absurd, extreme politics. We've had it before in the 60s, in the 70s. But the corporations didn't genuflect at the altar of radical politics.
And these pillars of the country didn't fall down. The judiciary maintained its integrity. The intelligence apparatus and the Justice Department maintained their integrity. The great figures of sports didn't get involved, and in the entertainment community there were always a lot of obnoxious and over opinionated actors and so on, but you didn't have the whole kabuki deployed in a frontal assault on every institution in the country.
So what changed? You have this sentence in your piece, then with the tremendous breakthroughs into high-tech instant wealth, the traditional business ethic disintegrated. Was it just that becoming a rich CEO became too easy and people lost touch with what it means?
Partly that, and partly there was in the ethos of the old capitalist, the J.P. Morgan financier, or the great industrialist like Alfred D. Sloan, who's the head of General Motors for, I think, 35 or 40 years, and when did nothing but make money and was a magnificent company. And when Cadillacs looked like serious cars and not shoeboxes, by the way, those people started at a modest level. They knew business was not academic, but it was a very complicated and very important function. And they rose entirely meritocratically, And when they commented on political matters, they commented soberly and sensibly. And they were not chasing headlines, and in general, they used their influence quietly because they had access to everyone from the president down. And that was how it was done. Now we have these guys in their 20s who shot right to the garage, and in the time that it takes for their beard to grow as long as Mr. Dorsey's, so he looks like Charles Manson, they, to their credit, come up with something remarkable that they can make a colossal fortune out of overnight. Virtually. And so the old capitalist ethos goes out the window. You don't really have to work hard. You just have to be a genius, you see, and that's what they think they are. So I am a genius, and therefore I will tell everybody else how to do things. And I don't even have to bother reading this Georgia electoral reform. I know it comes from Republicans, therefore it's rubbish. And what we're going to do is we're going to put a stop to this, and we are going to cease to be a mute influence in the country. We are going to throw our weight around and have fun like the basketball players, the Hollywood entertainers, the retired intelligence chiefs, and so forth. It's our turn. It's that's what it is. It's a copycat. You know,
it's trying to be.
They're behaving like 12-year-olds, if not younger.
It's trying to be trendy and fit in with the latest click. And I think you've hit the nail on the head of the hundreds of companies and individuals listed on this Wall Street Journal virtue signaling full page ad. I guarantee you, not one of them has read the Georgia bill. He is the author of another fabulous book. I have to mention A Master of Principle, Law. Lord Conrad Black. Read his article now. The best description of what's happened to the ethos, or the lack thereof, in corporate America. Follow him, Conrad M. Black, on Twitter. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, don't touch that dial. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Look at the amazing video testimonials at relieffactor.com from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. People like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Whether it's your hip, your knee, your shoulder, your ankle, you've got to try this product. Just the 3-week quick starter pack, $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Do it now.
Nancy Pelosi! It hurts! It hurts us.
always makes me crack up. We've been talking about card games in the break. Which preferences our team has. I'm shocked, Mr. G says. He's garbage at poker. But because he's impatient, I can see that. Somebody else I would love to play poker with is that mental giant, Mika Brzezinski, who tried to make excuses for the insurrectionist that is Maxine Waters. Cut five, play cut.
So that's different. This was talking about protests in the streets, and she kind of got caught up in it by putting two terms too closely together.
You mean like in a sentence? You mean like talking? Two terms to get in a set like talk? Wow. Somebody should give her a show to host or co-host. What a giant. What a communications genius. How do these people get jobs? I truly wonder. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Joel in L.A., line 3. Welcome to America First, Joel.
Well, thank you. It's my virgin effort, and I connect it.
He sounds a bit like Lord Black. Are you like a long-lost brother to Lord Black?
No, I don't know who that is. But
yeah, well, then you weren't listening to our show nearly 4 minutes ago.
No, that's right. I wasn't. I'm just coming on now.
You're not listening to the show, but you're calling us up. Intriguing.
Oh, no, shouldn't. I listen to you frequently.
Okay, well, Lord Black is a guest every single week, so they shouldn't be surprised. But carry on, Joel. Let's find out who you really are. Go ahead.
Okay. Last year, I gave quite a bit of money for Republicans and Republican causes. This year, I am getting frequent solicitations to donate money, and I am contributing money to certain select candidates, but not to the RNC.
You're a wise man.
Okay. But they keep the calls keep emphasizing, as even the emails from former Vice President Pence, Mitch McConnell, I could go on, saying, trying to rally the troops, now is the time we can take back the House, blah, blah, blah. My take on the situation is, how are the Republicans going to make sure there is not another fraudulent election? Because I believe there was fraud in the last election. And I haven't heard a peep about, why someone like me would continue to donate when I've not heard one Republican talk about their methods to ensure that it's a fair election.
It's exactly, if you're a regular listener to the show, Joel, it's what I said right after I won't call it a result, the declaration of the victory by Biden last year. I met with the leadership of the GOP, and I told them there's only two issues that if you're not serious on, then you can forget the support of the 74 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump. And the first one is big tech censorship, and the second one is voter integrity. I agree with you, Joel. They're not serious, and that's why I've said to other callers like you, this is a deja vu moment. I've said, if you want to spend your money supporting good causes right now, don't give it to the RNC. Give it to the President's PAC, give it to the Save America PAC, or to individual candidates, the MAGA team, people like Jim Jordan, people like Ron DeSantis, people like Lee Zeldin, individual candidates who you are serious. But as to the institutional GOP, I think the jury is still out, to use an apt phrase, as to whether they are serious about preventing the Democrats from stealing another election. So, Joel, I heartily concur. Oh, let's go to Stan in L.A., and then we're going to hold over because Ray in Livermore is on the line. We'll talk to him in the next segment. Stan, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
The reason I'm calling is that I think we're going through the biggest shakedown in the history of the world.
Explain.
The Democrats have found a way of extracting money from big business. They've got them so controlled that what struck me is I was watching CNN for 5 minutes, and they had 20 sponsors. And I watch Fox, and they have very few sponsors, and yet more people are watching Fox. So I was wondering, why would an organization spend more money on advertising where there's fewer viewers? And the only reason I could come to is that they're intimidated to give money to basically people who support the Democratic Party.
Stan, and I've heard it expressed in other terms, but never so succinctly. You have inspired me, as our callers often do. I think I'm going to have to write about this. Stan, you're right. It is a corporate shakedown. It used to be Al Sharpton. Now it's Black Lives Matter and organizations like Black Lives Matter. Perfectly put. Keep him on the line. Let's give that man a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Have you got your new Mike Lindell slippers? I have, and so's my family and my team. Oh my gosh, I didn't remember. I've got his address. I've got his shoe size. Commissioner Mark Morgan, I'm sure he's waiting every day when the postman comes. Where are my slippers? Eric, you got to get that info from me. We got to get him his slippers. Because he may be a tough guy, but he wants to have comfortable feet after a hard day working, protecting the nation, and telling the truth. Get yours today. Support the man they want to crush. Yes, 25 corporations boycotting Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Go straight to the website. Get massive discounts because you're a friend of mine. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, and he's going to give you up to 66% off. What a deal. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Watching it right now outside the courtroom for the Chauvin case. Hundreds of people who have just, gathered in, what, the last 2 hours since the verdict, the readiness of the verdict was made public, and they're there with bullhorns, zero, and I mean zero social distancing, like sardines in a sardine tin. But of course, you know, if you're no justice, no peace, then COVID doesn't have any effect on you. Let's go to somebody who's got an answer for what we do with the RNC and our money. It's our good buddy, Ray in Livermore.
Dr. G, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Your wonderful show.
It's been a while. Hasn't it been a while, guys? When was Ray on last?
It's been a while, sir.
It's been a while.
I've been on long-range reconnaissance patrol. I can't give away my position, sir.
Are you in the long grass? Have you got your sniper scope out? Are you looking for the liars?
Yes, indeed. And I've got my binos on them. They don't know I'm here, but I know they're there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. The RNC, and I want to tie it into what Laura Black was saying.
Right, so the question for those who missed it, we had a caller saying, what do I do about the RNC? I don't want to give them money. Should we support them? Are they going to stop fraud? Ray, what's your response?
Don't give them your cell number and your text number because they'll bother you.
Yes.
And they will not listen to your text that you answer back. The same with your email address. You can email them back, but it's to no avail. They just want money. What you need to do is give them your street address so they mail you things, and then you can mail them back.
Or you can use it to light fires.
Yeah, if they give you postage paid envelopes, you can tape them to a brick and then mail it back, and it costs them about $20 to get that brick back. But or what I like to do is say, I donate based on performance, and then I'll take a $5 bill out of my Monopoly game or out of one of my kids' games, and I'll place that in there.
Are you serious? Have you actually done that?
Yes. I send them cartoon money, paper, you know, game board money, stuff like that. Or I'll tape some pennies to the response and say, this payment isn't based on your performance. Keep up the good work. And they know where it came from. And somebody looks at that, and where they don't look at your text. And that's for corporations, the same thing. They don't care about you, but they do care about the dollar. And I'm not one for boycotting, but I'll be the first person to use the competitor's product to McDonald's or to Coca-Cola or, well, with Major League Baseball, there is no competitive product. So what I'm doing, I'm taking all my ball caps, I put them into a box, I'm mailing them to the commissioner. I could throw them all in the trash.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm mailing them to the commissioner and telling him I don't need these anymore. They're yours. I refuse to advertise your product for you.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is genius stuff. This is why we love our callers. Ray, you are right at the top. One of our best. Judy's going to get angry with me. The best male. How should we do? Don, along with Ray. Who else do we have to recognize? JR, Judy, of course. But that's superb. And I have to ask you this, because you mentioned boycotting. So my good buddy Chris Plant has the morning show on WMAL, and he says, I don't boycott. He, you know, he hates all of these slime bags, these swamp creatures, and I don't boycott. Ray, isn't it time for us to boycott?
Well, you boycott by using the competitive products. We're not going to be loud mouths out in the street, breaking windows, making noise, intimidating people. But once again, corporations have one thing they worship, and that's the almighty dollar.
Right.
And when you start taking their dollars away, they will notice. So,
have you got any responses? Has somebody ever, for example, when you mailed in Monopoly money or coins, did they stop sending you mail from the RNC? Have you had any feedback?
Nope. They still send me mail. In fact, they thank me for my generous donation. So I just continue on, tape a couple more pennies, send them off. This is based on your performance. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. You know, and once again, you know what? I'm not going to put Delta Airlines or Coca-Cola out of business, but I don't have to drink that tooth-rotting, gut-wrenching, you know, disease-causing drink, Coca-Cola. You know, I don't need to get some sort of
diabetes.
Medical condition.
Right.
Yeah, diabetes. That's the one I'm searching for because of their swill. And if they want to speak up, they've entered the game, okay? They would be smart. Michael Jordan was very smart when asked to campaign for a Democrat senator years ago. He told the guy flat out, Republicans buy shoes too. And that's
yes.
the best position to take.
Indeed. The only issue is right now with the 8,000-pound gorilla in the room, and that is, of course, Amazon. Are we going to stop using Amazon? It's very, very tempting. Go to those local sellers. Go to other websites because Jeff Bezos is not on America's side. Ray, you're right up there with Brent, Don, JR, all our great regulars, Judy especially. Fabulous ideas, especially when they give you that postage paid return. You might as well send the RNC a brick or something in the mail. Couple of pennies, some Monopoly money. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Ray. I wish I had more books to offer you. I better go and write one. My publisher wants me to write one. I better get busy. Martha, Stan, don't go anywhere. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on Rumble. Yes, who needs YouTube? We don't. Rumble got us live streaming as soon as our YouTube account was terminated because of a private video that a guest said, well, there were problems with the last election. That's why we were terminated, because YouTube and Google just don't believe in the freedom of speech and the U.S. Constitution. Subscribe today. It's free. More than 330,000 subscribers already on our Rumble channel. It's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And, of course, 24/7 on our website, sebgorka.com. Coming to you live from our relieffactor.com studios, waiting for the verdict from Minnesota in the Chauvin trial. The verdict has been reached. It has yet to be announced. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Keep playing it loud. The return of the saint. I've missed that bump in this thing. I want to sneeze really bad, but it's not igniting, you know what I mean? Just waiting for that. My father, it's his birthday, God bless you, Dad. Whenever he sneezed, he was one of these people, he would sneeze three times. Boom, boom, boom. It had to be three, not one sneeze, not two, three sneezes, one after another. Just some people are special. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are waiting for the verdict. It has been reached, yet to be announced. Don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but possibly any moment now. While we are waiting, we're going to be talking to Commissioner Bernie Carrick of New York, the 40th commissioner, but also taking your calls and any other news updates. Let's go to Stan. Lots of calls from L.A. We love it. Line two.
I'm sorry, I was waiting.
Go ahead, Stan.
You already spoke to me.
Oh, my gosh. Stan, he's been waiting. Jeff, give the man his book. Martha, apologies for that. See? His head got too big for him. Mr. G let his ego get to him. Martha, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Dr. Gorka,
yes.
We need to keep eyes on the border. Because that 4,000 to 5,000 unaccompanied minors per day.
It's not 4,000 minors. It's 6,000 illegals and 500 minors.
Okay. But the whole point is, what's happening to those people? They're being processed and they're being released into the country.
Correct.
Where? And oh, by the way, who's paying for it? And is that coming out of the new $3 trillion infrastructure bill?
No, not yet.
Because aren't these people
you're paying for it. You're paying for it, but it has nothing to do with the infrastructure bill, not yet.
Well, I don't know. That's, you know how their definition changes as far as what's infrastructure.
No, and it can't be, because they're processing people now, and the bill hasn't been processed yet, right? The money is already being spent.
That's my point.
Right.
The thing is that we can't. I come from a somewhat medical background.
Uh-huh.
And so on your mark, get set, it's called triage. First, stop the bleeding.
If you want the patient to survive.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we have to keep our eyes on the border.
I know. Well, to that effect, Mr. G, can you put the phone down? Put the phone down. Martha says we need to keep our eyes on the border. I don't know if she's a mentalist. What are you and I doing on Saturday?
We're going to the border.
Thank you. Martha, nicely done. We have decided under our own initiative, Mr. G and Dr. G are going to the border for ourselves. We're going to record, we're going to film, we're going to meet with the local sheriffs, and we're going to bring it all back to you. That was genius. Stay on the line, Martha. She gets a book, too. She won't have to wait for 15 minutes, I promise. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network. Back with more of your calls, breaking news, my analysis, and the 40th Commissioner of New York, Bernie Carrick. Don't touch that dial.